Welcome back to another episode of the Golden Ram Coach's Corner. We're joined here by Coach Colin Leake, the director of track and field cross country here at Westchester. Coach, we've reached championship season already. It's been a quick fall. Talk about how the cross country season has gone.
It's been a good season so far. Great group of kids working together, and we've been putting the pieces together since preseason. Things have slowly been coming along, and now we're entering that time of the year of championship season, and where it all matters. So it's gonna be a fun weekend.
So championship's always a good time of year. Always a little bit of a stressful time of year too for the student athletes. That chance to get an all conference placement, maybe get the team up into that top five, top ten range, and looking ahead to regionals in 2 weeks. How do you approach that as a coach to keep the team? Hey, run your race, run the way you've run all season, just on a bigger stage.
Right, so it always comes back to the athlete having that inner confidence that when we get to the championship part of the season, it is no different than how we have practiced and rehearsed for everything we've done so far. So while the stage is a little bit bigger and the stakes are a little bit higher, we don't change any of our routines, we don't change any of our habits, and the excitement of racing should start to take over. We should be excited heading into this time of the year, but we, try to kind of calm the nerves in the sense of, keeping it about, keeping the focus on, the experience of it, being there with your teammates, being there for your teammates, and, representing Westchester with pride, and seeing where that takes us.
So you had a good meet a few weeks back now, heading to NJIT, beginning of October, battled through the rain, through some mud. But a pretty good finish, 2 second place finishes. Talk about, how a race like that can really help and give you some great confidence going into conference championships.
Right, we end up picking a slightly different meet to go to. NJIT provided us an opportunity to see some teams that we don't normally get to compete against. We got to try at a different venue, get to, see something a little bit different. Right, one of the things that we tried to teach our athletes is to be adaptable. To take anything that kind of comes their way. And so going out to Newark there was a good experience. It was a flatter course, so it's always good to kind of, get the athletes to see some PRs in cross heading into the championship part of the year. But the emphasis was on racing and competing. And I wanted we wanted the groups to kind of head into this, looking to see how they could finish as a team. Trying to kind of finesse and sharpen some of their racing technique and racing tactics heading into these these final couple meets here.
Looking ahead at the weather, looks like rain Friday night through Saturday up at Bloom, something that you aren't unfamiliar with this season. You've had a couple meets in a row now in some tough conditions. How does that impact your strategy? How does that impact the way you run? Does it at all?
Not so much. We've been dealing with this, whether it was at Dickinson with the short long course or at NJIT, distance runners were used to, inclement weather, and we're ready to take on those variables. So nothing really changes from that standpoint. We're used to it. We train in it. We don't avoid it in training. And so I'm not overwhelmingly concerned with it. It does change a little bit about how we approach the race as it comes to how we're going to set ourselves up. Time becomes a little less meaningful when the conditions start to get really ugly. But one of the big conversations we've already had as a team is time is less important than place. So right when we're out there, we're looking to move up as a team. We're looking to set up in a certain place range, and then we're looking to move forward and attack the race and attack the other teams and finish at the highest place we possibly can. So, when it comes to, dealing with difficult courses or difficult terrain or inclement weather, the focus just comes a little bit more on, racing, because everybody has to experience the same conditions. Comes down to, can we race for points and race for places, which ultimately at a championship race is all that matters.
So looking at your returns, you have a pretty strong returning crew led by your captains. What can they What can they help the underclassmen with this week going into the championship on Saturday to help them be prepared and get the best performance they can?
Right, so on both sides, starting even with our women's team, the Allies, Allie Meyer and Allie Mean, one of the things is they've been to Bloomsburg before, they've seen the course before at other races in previous years, so they know the course a little bit better than maybe some of our younger athletes. So the course preview tour that we'll see on Saturday is a good opportunity for them to try to relay some of the what they remember about the course, how the course kind of runs, where some of the tricky spots kind of are. And then the same thing on the men's side, because on the men we have a lot more younger freshmen kind of coming into the top 7 or top 12 group. And so some needing some of the upperclassmen to kind of step up. So for some of these gentlemen, this is their first their first times racing 8K cross country. It's a learning experience for them. And so having the upperclassmen, help remind them of, needing to be a little bit more patient because the race is a little bit longer, is important and invaluable in terms of, helping everybody get the most out of their potential, this Saturday.
The women's race goes right about 10 a.m. Talk about what's kind of your final message to their teams before they get in the box and head out to compete?
So, the big thing for, let's say on the women's side is, we have a very good group of girls kind of up front, but we have to remember that this is a team event, and what we're looking for is to kind of close things off as quickly as we can. So we need to get our fifth place in, and get that done as quickly as we can. And so, even though maybe you might be out there, right, in these cross country races, you might not directly see your teammate in front of you, or you might not be running next to your teammate. You need to remembering that they are there representing the team, that they are there racing for each other, and that we are trying to get our five in as quickly as possible.
All right, thank you, Coach. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a bunch.